It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
For another exciting session with a Roundup here.
Good morning, there he Philip. Is. How are you doing, young man?
You know, I'm well.
It's, are you? You look great.
Really? Well, thank you.
I can't see that far, but right. You know, from here, you look. And the joke's already started.
Yeah, they have. Absolutely. Oh, those weekends go fast, don't they?
What weekend?
Yeah, right. And the rain was really funny yesterday in that some got none, some got a sprinkle.
I got zero.
You got zilch, huh?
Zilch. Yeah, I was actually sitting on the deck. Watching my grass not grow, and then it was thundering to the north and sun shining on the deck.
Yes.
So, pretty day. It was pretty.
It was. Turned out to be a nice day. But you're right. It was kind of like one side of the house was sunny, the other side was raining. And
yes.
It kind of. But we were in Richland Center about 6 o'clock, and it was getting a little bit of a steady downpour, but got to Sextonville and just bone dry.
Bone dry. Yeah, it's been dry. So
that's
we need some rain.
We do.
Or snow. It doesn't matter to me.
And the forecasters have cried wolf a little bit because all the time it's like, okay, rain. What? It's the nicest day of the week.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens this week. There are a few more showers.
Supposed to be windy today.
Oh, I know. That's not always fun.
So I'm going to wear my coveralls to the game.
You think so?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway.
Wear something underneath, you know. Don't have like a...
Just my speed.
Bare arms and stuff. Yeah. No. So, coveralls aren't going to do you.
It's not going to help me out.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Hopefully, one of the straps doesn't come undone. That was a trend for a while. People would wear, you know, like the bib overalls, and they'd have one unsnapped on one side.
Yeah.
Remember that?
From where I'm from, people are just too big to get the other one snapped.
Is that what it is? Well, that could be, too.
Today's Chet's Chuckles, Philip.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any
contribution from one of your buddies, old Tire Kickin' Len.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
From his sixth grade comedy club.
Did he make it through sixth grade?
It was the year he graduated, I think.
Oh, yeah. That a boy.
What do they do with bad rainbows?
I don't know.
Send them to Prism.
A Prism. Yeah.
Thank you, Tire Kickin' Len.
Speaking of space, what do you get an astronaut's baby to sleep? How do you get an astronaut's baby to sleep?
You rock it. Thank you.
The Queen of England was so upset her poker hand fell, she threw the cards in the toilet.
Oh. Yeah,
she got a royal flush.
Yes. Boy, they're not getting much better.
A lot of dad jokes going on.
Hey, Hank, if every day is a gift... How do you return Monday, right?
Yeah, I don't have a receipt, but I'd... Dad, how are we going to sneak candy into the movie theater, a son asks. Dad goes, don't worry, I have a few Twix up my sleeve.
Oh boy.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not getting a lot better here, Philip.
If rolling out of bed on Monday is easy... Getting off the floor is another story.
Yes, it is.
Have you done that?
Many times.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yes. I can get down, but it's hard to get up the floor.
Yeah, it is. It's like once you're down, you're down.
Right, yeah.
Honey!
Thinking of...
Stay down there.
Need a some sort of a pulley,
yes.
You know, with a rope, so you could kind of pull yourself up.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Or pull yourself into a Monday. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you hear about the company that makes yardsticks, Phil?
No!
They're not going to be making them any longer.
No.
Boo!
And we'll have more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I saw this one last week. In fact, you sent it to me, but I thought...
And oh, yes.
And I mentioned it once, but I think it maybe deems some re-mentioning here today, because you're an umpire, of course,
yes,
you're from Arkansas as well. This quote came from Arkansas coach Ron Polk, who's the...
No, that's the Ole Miss coach, or Mississippi State coach.
Oh.
The Arkansas coach is Norm DeMarion.
Oh, so, okay, well...
This coach was kicked out.
Doesn't make any difference.
No, it's funny.
He's the Mississippi coach, got kicked out in Arkansas.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, that's not what it says, but... Does it say
the Arkansas coach?
But you'd know better than them, so I'll give you credit there.
Thank you.
But anyway, this coach was once thrown out of the game, and the umpire told him to go where he could not see him. So naturally, the coach went and stood on home plate.
That's a true story.
What would happen if someone did that to you? You know, would you?
I have no idea.
Would you laugh?
Kudos.
Go where I can't see you. There he is on home plate.
He's standing on home plate.
Been missing it all day.
That's a true story, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Speaking of umpires, Philip. I couldn't. This is on Saturday. You know, I was up in Seneca.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why the baseball kept getting larger and larger.
Uh-huh.
And then it hit me.
Then it hit you.
Yeah. not good.
Were you standing on home plate?
Probably not. Anyway, here's some jokes from Todd, the mayor.
Oh.
He contributes. Says this. Did you hear about the hippie that drowned?
No.
Yeah, he was so far out there they couldn't save him.
Oh.
And one more.
Okay.
This is pretty good. Did you hear about the one-legged mannequin that I bought, Phil?
No.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
I suppose not. Oh, boy.
I've been working on my poems.
Have you?
Yeah. I dig, you dig, we dig, he dig, she dig, they dig. It's not a beautiful poem. But it's very deep, Phil.
Yes, it is. Everybody digging. You dig it?
So I was thinking last night in the shower. I sing in the shower quite often.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I know.
That's a bad picture, really.
Singing in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth, Phil.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, then it's a soap opera.
Figaro.
And did you know Dove chocolate tastes better than Dove soap?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you probably had some of that slipped in your mouth back in the day.
Many times. Yes.
Dove soap?
Any kind of soap that was close.
My mom always used Zest.
Zestfully clean.
Yeah, gave me a zest for life.
Yeah. Good thing she didn't use Coast. It would wake you up.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't, let's see here. President Lincoln was approached by a woman after a political speech, Phil. True story here. By a woman, and she goes, "If you were my husband, I would poison your tea." Lincoln replied, "If you were my wife, I would gladly drink it."
Good comeback.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln was very, very witty and smart.
Yes, he was, yeah.
So,
assassinated on this day in 1865.
Are you serious?
Yeah. April 14th.
How sad.
History lesson.
Yeah.
You know, now that I've gotten older, Hank, everything's finally starting to click for me.
Really? What? Like what?
My knees, my back. Everything.
Monday morning, too, yeah. Boy. That meant...
Boy, I tell you. Thought I stretched it out with the aerobic polka, but I must not have.
You didn't? Well, my fridge is so smart, it texts me when I leave the door open, Phil.
It does.
Kind of cool, yeah. Too bad it also judged me on my life choices last night. It said, "Are you sure you need the fourth pudding cup?"
Boy, that'd be bad.
It would be bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want that kind of fridge.
No. It would laugh at you all the time.
Yeah. Or why are you standing there with the door open?
Right.
You're just trying to decide, and then you realize how long it is.
Right. Like,
Oh, okay.
But anyway, on a serious note, if anyone gets a message from me about canned meat today, Phil,
yeah,
don't open it. It's spam.
Oh, yes. Boo. Was that the kicker?
No.
Okay.
Thought of the day, though.
Okay.
And this goes along with our weather thing. When does it stop being partly cloudy and being partly sunny, Phil?
Mm-hmm.
I think about stuff like
depends
that.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
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 Glass half full.
Glass half full. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm holding on to the counter. Okay.
It's about a hillbilly making a phone call.
Really?
Yeah. Operator, how much does it cost to make a call long distance? Well, the operator says that depends on where you're calling. Oh, I'm calling my Uncle Ralph. Well, where does your Uncle Ralph live? Oh, about a half mile from my house. From your house? Sir, if you're calling only a half a mile from your house, that's not a long distance call. Wow, that's good news. In this case, I'd call my cousin too. Well, where's your cousin? He's living at my house. At your house, the operator says. And he replies, yeah, he's taking care of things while I'm here in Europe.
Oh, yes. Pretty good, Hank. Pretty good.
It was like 0 for, or 1 for 11
well,
there.
Well, you know what? That's all right.
Yeah, well, as long as we leave it on the good kicker. So. Anyway, young man, I hope you have an awesome day. Don't blow away, and good luck at your game tonight.
You bet.
Man.
You too, man.
Have a good day.
You
be kind.
That's Hank Brave.